Number five is from the Director of the Department of Family Care, submitting informational reports on the income statements for the care management organization under family care. This went to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, which took no action on this item.
Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Morning, Mr. Chair, County Board Supervisors. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care.
Good morning, committee members. I'm Jim Hodson, the CFO of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care.
Could you speak louder, Mr. Hodson?
Sure. No one's ever said that.
Jim Hodson, our
Jim
chief.
Jim Hodson's Chief Financial Officer of Milwaukee County Department of Family Care.
Before you, Mr. Chair, County Board Supervisors, are the income statements for the period of January 1st, 2011 through December 31st, and then for the first quarter of 2012. Mr. Hodson will walk you through the detail on both of those.
Proceed.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, fiscal year ending December 31st, 2011, we had total revenues of $283.3 million with a resulting net surplus of $9.6 million, serving 7,709 members. $4 million of that, $4,061,450 was additional revenue received for an acuity add-on adjustment. That presently for the first quarter of 2012 is not being received, so that was added revenue that was part of the results of that operation for 2012. We did go through, for 2011, we did go through our annual fiscal audit with the external auditors, and as of our exit conference on May 21st, we were told there were no proposed audit adjustments, so these should be the final numbers that reach the CAFR unless something else comes up through the comptroller's office.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Regarding the acuity adjustments, and it's discussed in note one on the 2011 report, but it's talking about 2012. Is that just because, you know, we're looking ahead to the next report, or what's the, I don't understand that discussion of 12.
The latter part of that note was notification that we were told we would not be receiving those extra revenues starting the new fiscal year in 2012.
Okay.
Since then, the state has come back and said that there will likely be a proposed adjustment starting with the second quarter of 2012. But at the time of this preparing this report, we had no knowledge that we were going to receive any additional revenues for 2012 for that acuity adjustment.
And so we begin receiving the adjustment in the second quarter. Does the adjustment reflect, does it include a reflection of our experience in the first quarter, or it's,
Chairman,
that's lost?
Supervisor Lipscomb, no, it will not. This was all tied to the lifting of the enrollment cap, and the enrollment cap was lifted, I think it was April 3rd, and the decision by the Department of Health Services with the Office of Family Care expansion was they wouldn't begin it until the start of the second quarter. I don't know if that's tied to their budget, but that was, they tied it to the lifting of the enrollment cap.
And then if you could, the $9.5 million surplus, obviously good. Could you describe how that gets split up in terms of some goes into the reserve or all goes into the reserve? How is that?
The Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, these will go into our reserves. We have to, each year we have to meet a minimum requirement for three reserves. There's a solvency reserve. That's a flat amount pledged with the state of $750,000. Then there's two additional reserves, a restricted reserve and a working capital reserve. And those change each year because they're derived based on our future forecast of our capitation revenues. For 2012, the total reserve balance or minimum reserve balance is at about $12.2 million. That was what was submitted. That is, again, subject to change because we're being asked to reforecast our numbers again because of the lifting of the enrollment cap, so the minimums are likely to go up. The restricted reserve is at $3.6 million. In fact, if you need the exact number, I do have the report here. Just need to pull it up. We had the requirement was $3,607,954, and we have in that reserve $3,610,456 as of 12/31. And then the working capital reserve, that requirement, minimum requirement was $7,823,853, and that we had in there the balance of $21,477,918. So there's an extra over and above, which would be used to support operations when it's not producing a surplus, which
right.
You'll see in the next report that is what's happening.
Okay, and that's what I wanted to make sure I understood. Of the reserves, could you tell me again which are available to reserve against the expansion as well? Are they all? Are all those reserves also available with our Racine expansion to cover deficits there, or is that isolated? I know I've asked you that before, and I apologize that I've forgotten the answer.
Chairman,
Racine Kenosha expansion.
Right, Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, and committee members, all three reserve balances will apply collectively to all operations, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. To answer your question specifically, should there be a loss, let's say in Racine, Kenosha, the or in Milwaukee County for that matter, the first reserve to tap into and would be the working capital reserve. Doesn't require any state approvals, and that is where we would have the excess funds mm-hmm. to receive the money from. So it would start with first the working capital, and then when that became fully depleted, then it would work its way to the restricted reserve, and then the solvency reserve should it get that far. But that solvency reserve then is a pooled reserve, just like the insurance companies. All the MCOs had to make that pledge, and there would be more than just $750,000 there. We would have access to $750,000 times nine times
right.
of that. And then all the other MCOs would be required to replenish that reserve again. It's a pool.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. This report is informational. Thank you very much. There are no other further questions or comments. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Did you want to go? You're on going to the second one?
Yes.
To the 2012?
Correct.
Report. Go ahead.
Chairman, committee members, the second report you have is the first quarter of operations for the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care, Milwaukee only. Milwaukee County only, excuse me. And here we have roughly $67.9 million in revenues with a net loss of $344,020 and serving 7,678 members. Items to note would be at the time the enrollment cap was in place from July 1st through April 3rd, so our enrollment was declining a bit, which would explain a decrease in our revenue source. In addition, effective January 1st, 2012, we had received a capitation rate decrease in the amount of, it originally started at it was a $125 decrease per member per month, or about $12 million in revenues, and in December, we had approached the state, had provided some additional information to support a rate adjustment. They took some time to evaluate it and then told us in first quarter of 2012 there would be a small rate adjustment, which brought back about another $15 per member per month. So we were still at a net rate decrease of $110 or about is a little over $10 million, about $10.2 million. The new revenue is about $1.4 million, which is also in a subsequent report before you that will be explained. Oh, it's not here? Okay. So what we had to do, what we've had to do is make some, we've made some operational changes to try to align our expenses along with our revenues, but as we speak today, we're operating at about a $1.3 to $1.4 million deficit for the year.
Thank you. Any further comments? Supervisor Jersey?
Well, the second part of this report is the report from Milwaukee County, correct?
Correct.
And in Milwaukee County, there was a reduction in capitation rate. Now, in the prior rate, in the prior report, you have this footnote, note one, the above results include additional capitation revenue for new expansion members. So apparently what you're telling us is with regard to the new expansion members, the capitation rate shows an increase while the existing services in Milwaukee County had a reduced capitation rate. Am I understanding that information correctly?
Go ahead.
Chairman Supervisor Jerzyk, what I've tried to itemize here was how the rate setting process worked. We originally received a capitation rate of $2,813 for 2011. During the course of the year, we had taken on some new enrollees through some new expansion enrollees from the that would have reflected an acuity add-on. That acuity add-on actually increased our capitation rate from 2813 to 2858. That's at $4 million of revenues. However, from December 31st going into the new year of 2012, we received a new rate from the state of Wisconsin at $2,733. We then subsequently met with them, and we were able to get that moved back up to $2,748, or an additional $15. So it started out at $2,813. It then increased to $2,858 with that acuity add-on, and then we subsequently received our New Year's rate decrease, which took us down to 2733.
Well, Mr. Chairman, he has not addressed the question. It's great to throw out all those numbers, but you thoroughly confused me. The question was, based on this note, the new expansion members faced an increase in acuity. Is that strictly for the new counties that we're serving?
No.
This was across the board.
Chairman, Supervisor Jurisic, when we talk about expansion members in Milwaukee County, those individuals who were not allowed, who are being served through the waiver programs, who were not allowed to enroll in Milwaukee County because of the caps that were placed on enrollment, those are considered expansion members from Milwaukee County. They were coming new into the program off of the existing wait lists in Milwaukee County. So those are Milwaukee County expansion individuals.
From note one?
Hmm?
From note one in the prior report?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Ms. Ledger, I think I'll sit down with you separately and explore this further, because with regard to the second report and the reduction in the capitation rates, this has real effect on the providers in this county, and I want to explore this further. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other further comments, questions? Thanks. Thanks, Kate. Item's information. Item number